It's the National Day of Prayer.
I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus lived. I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me. And I'm singing.
Glory, hallelujah.
Well, Jesus, one more time. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me.
Praise God.
Lift your hands up.
Praise God. 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we all said, Amen. Praise be unto God. We're just thankful. We're just thankful for those who have come. You have come to recognize that prayer is a power that changes. That's why I pray that it invokes God's prayer. God answers and listens to us in prayer. When he doesn't hear it, listen to it on many other times. But when we did that, when the devil knocks us on our knees, that's the greatest thing we could ever have. Because when we're on our knees, we are the most powerful people in all the earth. Amen. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So not be damned, devil. The Lord will be lifted up. Yes. Praise be unto God.
Hallelujah.
We're thankful we have again this day. We're calling all of us and the Lord of the Shabbat, Rabbi Rusty and Jenny, Bert Bidman. They're going to operate Burning Truth Ministry. They are going to blow the Shabbat. Calling on us, come before the mouth of the Lord.
Amen. Glory, brother.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Glory, brother. Down, down, hold on.
One hope when you were called.
Amen.
Didn't have my reading glasses on. Sorry about that.
I'll say a short prayer, but as we come together today in a national prayer, I would ask each and every one of you, every day, every second of the day, to pray for Eretz Israel, the land of Israel, because all the nations have gathered around her, just as it says in the word that they would, on the kings of the north, on the kings of the south, and they are facing, just as we are, World War III. So please pray for the Jewish people, and please pray for Benjamin Netanyahu. Whatever decision he has to make each and every day, because it's very critical, because if he doesn't do his job, we can't do our for the Jewish people. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. Those who curse Israel will be cursed.
That's the truth of the Bible.
Dear Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Yitzhak, Isaac, and Jacob, thank you and praise you that we can come together as one body under you as our Messiah. For Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, who went to Golgotha willingly because he loved us for the sin of all humanity. We thank you and we praise you for that. We thank you and praise you that you gave it all up to go on Golgotha. We thank you and praise you that we should do just that as well. We should follow you no matter what the cost, no matter what decisions are, but put you first. And we thank you and praise you for that. We strive each and every day to do that. We thank you and praise you that you bless each and every one of us that are here today together in fellowship. blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. We thank you and we praise you for that. Pray and ask that you will place guardian angels and warrior angels all around us. Keep us all safe. Give us all a good time together as we're here worshiping and praising you. And we thank you and we praise you for that. In Yeshua HaMashiach, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're now going to be having some beautiful singing by sisters from the Evangel World Life Center, Christine Rice and Cynthia Kennard. Praise the Lord.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtor, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
Amen. Because it was God's grace that kept us. It's His grace that we live, we move, and we have our being. It's by God's grace that He saves our nation and He keeps our nation and He protects our nation. It's by His grace that keeps our city and keeps our state.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that has made a red
free.
some of the pastors in our community. The first one was Brother Dick, one of the pastors at the Evangel World Life Center there on Fieldtown Road, and with my good friend Bob Rogers. We're just thankful for him. He's a committed. The people that we, the men and women that we have before you, I want to share this. They are men and women who believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. And will not compromise that. You know, Christianity's got to be clear who's on God's side. Right? And those who want to say that the Bible is not complete, the Bible, that the Bible is not the total Word of God, then you need to leave them folk alone. You ten churches that say that the Bible isn't complete, God's still revealing things. Let me tell you all something. I don't say that they don't see angels, because they, with all this drugs and all this other stuff, they won't see anything, Brother Sonny. But what I'm going to ask you is, what did the angel say? Because if he said anything other than what's in that book, he's a lie. Well, the ministers and preachers that we'll be bringing before you, they are coming in the power of. Ladies and gentlemen, let me present to you Pastor David Keith.
Well, let's give the Lord all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. There's only one power on earth that commands the power of heaven, and that is the power of prayer. That's what we've come to do, is begin to pray. And I believe as we'll begin to pray that God will begin to move. Prayer is what moves the hand of God. And as we have gathered together and assembled in His name, I believe that one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000. I believe that God shall do a great shaking in our nation and in our city as God's people will begin to pray. 1 Timothy 2:1 says, first of all, prayer, supplication, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made unto all for kings and those who are in authority, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, that all should be saved. And I believe that God has responded as we begin to pray. So let's unite together. I don't want you to listen to me pray. I want you to pray with me. And let's come together as we lift up our nation, our leaders of our nation, and then our local leaders here in this city. And let's expect God to move mightily. Amen. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we come before you right now. And Lord, first of all, we repent on behalf of the sins of our nation. Lord, the abominations that have transpired across our land. And Lord, we cry out for your mercy. And even though we deserve judgment, we deserve wrath, we deserve punishment, Lord, because of the sins, Lord, that have flowed so rapidly. But God, we're calling upon the God of grace and mercy, Lord, to bestow upon us mercy from heaven, Lord, that you would begin to heal our land. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that the convicting powers of the Holy Spirit would fall across this nation. Lord, that men and women would begin to turn to you and cry out to you and repent. Lord, I thank you that you're drawing those unto yourself even now. And Lord, I want to lift up our President Donald Trump. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would begin to draw him unto yourself. I pray, Lord, that you have a heart for you. He would have a desire to seek after you and draw close to you. Lord, I ask that you would give him godly counsel, godly wisdom. Lord, that you would send those into his life that have a word from God. Lord, I pray, God, that you would give him great favor. Lord, I pray that he would govern, Lord, as you would lead him. Lord, I bind those that would try to undermine him and sabotage, Lord, his presidency. Lord, you said when a man's way please you, you make even his enemies to be at peace with him. So, Lord, I pray that in Jesus' mighty name today, we pray for those that serve in the Congress and in the Senate. Lord, I pray, God, that you would do a work in their heart. Lord, I pray, God, that they would be men and women of honesty, integrity, and purity. They would be men and women, Lord God, who are dedicated, consecrated unto serving you. And Lord, if there would be those, Lord, that have an agenda, Lord, that conflicts with your agenda, God, I ask you to replace them with those who will honor the things of God. Lord, I thank you, God, there's a great moving of your Spirit that's shaking Washington, D.C. Lord, I thank you that it's shaking this entire nation. Lord, I thank you every state, Lord, is being moved upon by your Spirit. Now, Lord, we lift up the city of Louisville here and the leaders in our city. And Lord, I want to thank you for, Lord, our Mayor Greg Fish. And Lord, I pray, God, that you give him good knowledge and understanding, that you would draw him under yourself. Lord, may he walk, Lord, uprightly before you. May you move upon him, Lord. May he be the mayor, Lord God, Lord, that you ordained him to be. Lord, I bless him in Jesus' mighty name. We pray for those that serve on the city council. Lord, that you would move upon their heart. Lord, that you would cause unity and one accordance to be there. Lord, may they stand for what you stand for. May they oppose what you oppose. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I just want to thank you that you're moving by your Spirit, Lord, in our elected officials. Lord, I want to thank you that you're visiting them, you're ministering to them, you're drawing them unto yourself. We bind hell's power, hell's influence off of our officials in Jesus' mighty name. God, declare they shall be moved upon by your Spirit. They shall be drawn to the Word of God. They shall be drawn to prayer. And Lord, I want to thank you, God, there is a shift in the atmosphere. There is a spiritual climatic change in the atmosphere. Lord, we thank you the heavens are opened up and the Spirit of God is beginning to move. And there shall be transformation and revitalization. Lord, as the church rises up and becomes, Lord, that powerful force that you've ordained us to be. Lord, I declare we will not be dormant. Lord, we will no longer be, Lord, indifferent, but God, we shall rise up and be used of you greatly for the glory of God. So, Lord, we prophesy this right now, and we proclaim it to be so. And we say, let God arise, and every one of his enemies be scattered in Jesus' mighty name, and all the saints.
This brother went to Milwaukee with a group of us, and we saw what great education can do. Change the life of the child. Every child, we learned one thing. Every child, doesn't matter whether you're black, white, green, no matter what, every child needs one. What they need is a great institution that will make that happen. Brother Derek Wilson, pastor of the Spirit of Life. I know that. Spirit of life. He brings the Spirit with him. And we're thankful for him. There's only a few good people, few people that I have around me. And he's one of them who can call me in. Because I have full confidence in him. And I can thank God for him. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce Pastor Derek Wilson.
Let's give Jesus a shout of praise. And I love you with all my heart that the Bible says, beloved, that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The Amplified says the call is tremendous power to become available, dynamic in his working. You need to begin to understand that as we begin to pray, beloved, Paul said it this way, I may be bound, but the word of God is not bound. I'm going to tell you, the word of God will penetrate brick and mortar, beloved. It'll go behind prison walls. It'll go in, and listen, it'll go in the courtroom, it'll go into the mayor's office, it'll go into the CEO offices, it'll go into banks, it'll go everywhere. I believe that, beloved, as we pray today in the name of Jesus, that we will not only send the word here in the city of Louisville, we'll send the word to Washington, D.C., we'll send the word to California, we'll send the word to New York City, we'll send the word all over the cities of the United States of America. But we want you to get an agreement with us that God will do something supernatural in businesses in the United States. And that we're not just wanting any kind of business. We want kingdom businesses to arise. We want people that will arise and begin to listen. Not only begin to call greatness to come to America, but it will begin to touch, listen, people that are under poverty levels, that jobs will be created for them. And we believe that if we begin to pray today, beloved, that godly businesses will rise. And then listen, businesses that don't want to listen, not only that do not want to live godly or live holy, God shut those businesses down. It don't even matter to rise anymore because, I mean, I know sin is a reproach to any nation. Let's begin to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that when we call on the name of Jesus, we're guaranteed an audience with you. We thank you that we come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and divine grace to help in the time of need. Father, you said before we call, you will answer. And while you're yet speaking, you said you will hear. Father, we thank you that in the wonderful name of Jesus, that Father, that you will send your commandment upon the earth and that your word will run swiftly. We thank you, Father, that you watch over your word to perform it. We thank you that you have not altered the thing that has gone out of your mouth. But we turn to you and put you in remembrance of your word. Father, the right pray. And Father, we pray for businesses. We declare the kingdom businesses begin to arise all over this nation. Those that, beloved, will literally begin to have your heart to sow when you tell the song. Those that will bless Israel. Father, those that will begin to understand that Jesus, Father, is Lord over this nation. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you'll touch the hearts of CEOs everywhere. And that they will bow their knee to Jesus. That you'll send the labor into their pathway. And that, Father, that they'll begin to dispense God good graces all over the nation, all over the nation. Father, we also pray in the name of Jesus that you'll begin to raise up tithers in businesses, God, that will not be afraid to give to the kingdom of God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to turn down, Father, turn down every ungodly organization, God. Those that are pimping and prostituting, those that are selling drugs, God, those that are in the slave trade and pornography, bring those spirits down in the name of Jesus and raise up righteousness in our nations. Father, we thank you that we release the blessing over America. We release the blessing over businesses. We release blessings, God, over those that are turning their face to you. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that all in the night, that you'll see the angels, that you'll see the anointing, you'll see laborers into the pathway of businesses everywhere. And that God, men and women will establish Bible studies, they'll establish times of prayer in the places of businesses, God. And that, Father, that you will send revival. And so, Father, we rend our hearts and ask you to rend the heavens and come down. Come down in the city of Louisville. Come down in the 120 counties of Kentucky. Come down in the White House. Come down in the Congress. Come down in the Economic Center, God. Come down and let them know that Jesus is Lord. Father, we now sprinkle the blood over every